Nancy from Clifton. I'm a very anti-smoke person. I feel it's bad for your health and the environment. In the Herald News, they said you lifted the ban on no smoking in state parks.
No, they passed a ban, a statewide ban on smoking in beaches, including state parks. And what I said was, I think each municipality should have the right to make that decision on their own.
Well, wouldn't you want to make it a state law that it's banned in all state parks?
No, what I wanted was each municipality to be able to make that decision on their own. I don't like smoking either. I'm an asthmatic. And so personally, smoking irritates my health in a significant way. I lost my mother to lung cancer, who was a lifetime smoker. Lost both my grandfathers to smoking-related cancer, one lung cancer, one esophageal cancer. So I understand the cost of this. Part of what I'm trying to avoid here is I don't want the state to make every decision and impose that upon municipalities everywhere. I think people should have the right to make some of these decisions at the local level themselves.
So you didn't lift the ban?
I didn't lift the ban, I just didn't impose it. There was a law that asked me to sign it to impose a ban, and what I said was, I want each municipality to be able to make the decisions themselves on what to do. This was predominantly regarding beaches, was what it was focused on. And you know, the shore towns are very, very protective of what they want to be done and not done on their beaches. Who can come on, who can't, how much the cost is, can you bring food or beverages, can you not? If I start down this road of that one piece, then there are gonna be people who wanna say, well, ban alcohol or ban food or ban this type of beach chair or music. And I like the municipalities to be able to deal with those things. So that's why I did it. I didn't lift a ban, I just didn't impose a ban. And that's what the bill would have done.